He felt himself drifting towards it along the affinity bond, his energonistic nexus abandoning the mangled body to infiltrate the naked colossus. Behind him the dark soul rose as smoothly as a shark seeking wounded prey to re-inherit the dying body. Lewis's tightly walled thoughts quaked in fright as he reached the island's vast neural strata. He penetrated the surface and diffused himself throughout the network, instantly surrounded by a babble of sights and sounds. The multiplicity murmuring amongst itself, autonomic subroutines emitting pulses of strictly functional information. His dismay and disorientation was immediately apparent. Ethereal tentacles of comfort reached out to reassure him. "Don't worry, Lewis. You are safe now." "What are you?" The multiplicity recoiled from him, a tide of thoughts in swift retreat, leaving him high and dry. Splendidly alone. Emergency autonomic routines to isolate him came online, erecting axon blockades around the swarm of neural cells in which he resided. Lewis laughed at them. Already his thoughts were spread through more cells than the body which he'd abandoned had contained. The energonistic flux resulting from such possession was tremendous. He thought of fire and began to extend himself, burning through the multiplicity's simplistic protection, seeping through the neural strata like a wave of searing lava, obliterating anything in his path. Cell after cell fell to his domination. The multiplicity shrieked, trying to resist him. Nothing could. He was bigger than them, bigger than worlds, omnipotent. The cries began to die away as he engulfed them, receding as though they were falling down some shaft that pierced clean to the planet's core, squeezing, compressing their fluttering, panicked thoughts together. The polyp itself was next contaminated by swaths of energy seething out of the trans-dimensional twist. Organs followed, even the thermal potential cables dangling far below the surface. He possessed every living cell of panic. At the heart of his triumphant mind, the multiplicity lay silent, stifled. He waited for a second, savoring the nirvana high of the absolute mastery. Then terror began. Ice had started to run towards the rim as the crane creaked and groaned. Pernik showed him the boom starting to topple down. He knew he was too late, that there was nothing he could do to save the strangely idiosyncratic Edenist from Jospool. The boom picked up speed, slamming into the apparently dumbfounded Lewis. Isk closed his eyes, mortified by the splash of gore. "Calm yourself," the personality said. "His head survived the impact. I have his thoughts." Thank goodness, whatever caused the crane to fall like that, had never seen such lightning on Atlantis before. Panic? The mental wail which came down the affinity link seemed capable of bursting Ice's skull apart. He dropped to his knees, clamping his hands on his head, vision washed out by a blinding red light. Steel claws were burrowing up out of the affinity link, ripping through the delicate membranes inside his brain, shiny silver smeared with blood and viscid cranial fluid. "Poor Isk!" a far-off chorus spoke directly into his mind, so very different to affinity, so very insidious. "Let us help you!" The promise of pain's alleviation hummed in the air all around. Even numbed and bruised, he recognized the gentle offer for the Trojan it was. He blinked tears from his eyes, closing his mind to affinity. He was abruptly alone, denied even an echo of the emotional fellowship he had shared for his entire life. The grotesque mirage of the claw vanished. Isk let out a hot breath of relief. The polyp below his trembling hands was glowing a sickly pink. That was real. "What?" Hairy cloven feet shuffled into view. He gasped and looked up. The hominoid creature, with a black leather wolf's head, howled victoriously and reached down for him. Latton opened his eyes. His crushed, faltering body was suffused with pain. It wasn't relevant, so he ignored it. There wasn't going to be much time before oxygen starvation started to debilitate his reasoning.